This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri. I'm Bill Pollack. Kansas City has been awarded as one of the host sites for the 2026 FIFA World Cup. We'll hear from Lieutenant Governor Mike Keogh on the impact that will have on Kansas City and the state of Missouri. More and more cars are stalling out on roadways in Missouri. We'll talk with Nick Chaberia of AAA Missouri to see if gas prices are one of the reasons. And two Missouri universities have teamed up to attract high schoolers into the healthcare field. That's all coming up. With the urging from Mizzou football coach Eli Drinkwitz to help the Tigers compete with other schools in the SEC and around the country, a new collective has been developed to help generate money for Mizzou student-athletes through name, image, and likeness. Gary Steinhoff is the CEO of AMA, Advancing Missouri Athletes. Steinhoff held a press conference Thursday, and I'll play some of his responses along with the questions that I asked Mr. Steinhoff. He starts by explaining what a collective is.
A couple of years ago, as many of you know, Coach Drinkwitz identified that the formation of NIL organizations was kind of going on around the country, and then that was going to be a big factor in how student athletes evaluated the environments that they were going to choose. And so there were about six longtime supporters of the university that got together and actually formed a collective. Collective is an organization that administers the NIL program, which was established by state statute shortly after Coach Drinks started to bring it to everyone's attention. Those six supporters functioned very well and worked with Coach Drink and of course, everyone else that's involved in building a strong athletics program to recruit one of the top classes in America. It has been going on now for a couple of years. And of course, as you all know, there's been a proliferation of these collectives around the country and seeing a lot more attention given to them by fans and their fan bases. And so there was pressure on, not pressure, but there were a lot of people asking, when would we make this collective available to all Mizzou fans? And so, but we're opening it up today to all Mizzou fans to support our University of Missouri student athletes in their NIL activities. And so the name of that site is advancingmo.com.
Is this just football, men's basketball, or can people donate to other sports, other athletes?
So we're like pretty much every other collective. We're starting with men's football, men's basketball. But we would sure look forward to the day when we could reward or be work with athletes across the spectrum. They're all worthy of it. It's just that we're starting with the two sports that seem like everyone else is, that give us the broadest appeal of a fan base, therefore the broadest opportunity to attract support for NIL.
Has there been any concern with other collectives that maybe you've spoken with about Title IX, especially with that being the 50th anniversary?
I think, first of all, because these are set up almost all the time as for-profit and private institutions or private entities, Title IX doesn't necessarily apply to them, but Title IX applies to all of us, regardless of whether it's legal or not legal. I think everyone believes that and wants to bring this to all sports, but it's like anything. When you start, you have to start small. You have to find where can you get a footing or a foothold to be able to do this in a larger way down the road. And I think that's the path that you have to take. This is where we can get started. And if we are successful, we can then go into the other sports.
The website will accept money from businesses and fans. Individual fans will be allowed to, for lack of a better word, basically make a donation. Steinhoff says fans can play a big part in Mizzou's success.
And for the last couple of years, increased at a rapid rate in terms of the way athletes can see it as a tool for them to capitalize on all the work that they've done to contribute to a program. And so I look at it like it's just one tool in the toolbox. You've got to have fantastic facilities. You've got to have a great culture, a great coaching staff. You've got to have a great athletic department. NIL is kind of the community's tool. It's a way for fans and fan bases to organize with each other and put together these collectives, which not only just raise funds, but provide opportunities for student athletes to kind of engage with the the business community, engage with the not-for-profit community, and kind of experience the value of life outside of school, outside of football. So it's a way for the fan base to participate in the overall environment that is created by, for our college athletes.
How do these collectives conflict with the efforts by the university when it comes to donations, when it comes to building and improving infrastructure? Won't fans have to choose between athletes and athletic departments?
That's an excellent point. And that's obviously a concern that all athletic departments and NILs are dealing with around the country. I would say that from my perspective, it's important that all across the board that we're all strong. And so I don't go out and the folks in the athletic department to go out and say, just us. We say it's important to support Tiger Scholarship Fund, support the university as a whole, important to support NIL. This is an and not a or. Now, people have to make a decision, and we put that on them. But the whole concept of NIL has added another place for people to have to decide how they're going to allocate their funds. And so you try to approach it so you're not competing, but at the same time, make sure you're aware of what your goals are and do everything you can to meet those.
What are some of your concerns just in general with the college athletics landscape and how the sports change?
What's interesting for me when I speak to people who about them supporting AMA, and especially those that are a little closer to my age, the older fans, the evolution of the reaction is pretty consistent. So a lot of people find it very distasteful. They still see college athletics as a pure amateur sport and don't want anything, you know, and the old thinking that athletes are given a scholarship and room and board, and that's worth, that should be enough. And I used to be one of those personally. This has caused me to do a 180. And I think a lot of people, when they start to look at, hey, you have a person who's worked really, really hard, maybe to achieve the capabilities that they have, they go to a university and perform as a teammate and for that institution. And they have a lot of value that they're bringing to that university, and being able to realize that and then see how that can change their lives. My eyes have been open to that. And so I think it has a very exciting role. Now, how that impacts, how that grows, or how that impacts the locker room, or how that impacts their future in maybe professional sports, there's just a lot of questions there that it could take college athletics way off the rails. But for what it is for right now, you see people realize that they go from high level of distaste to I understand to, boy, Mizzou's going to win. I really need to get in there and help them. And it's almost like a 5-minute thing where they go through. And not every time, but most of the time, that's the progression.
Listen, it's not going away, but this NIL is going to be a disaster for college athletics. It will benefit the athletes in football and men's basketball. But you just heard, though, nothing's going to be set up for women's sports. If you're an athlete in a women's program, there's not going to be many opportunities through this because of the cost and everything that's being poured into these other programs that smaller athletic programs within even major universities could end up falling off because they won't be able to sustain them. So, you know, perhaps your tennis teams, your cross-country teams. But it's here to stay. Mizzou is getting into the collective business to try to be competitive. How are you going to compete with Texas A&M and Alabama? Who's got the deeper pockets? Those are going to be the football and men's basketball programs that have the most success. And that's not going to change. So good luck to Eli Drinkwitz. He's got quite a sales job ahead of him. Show me the day.